joining us now on the phone to talk about his former head coach, soon to be, I'm sure, Hall of Fame quarterback, Kurt Warner. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And just want to start things off by asking you to share your experiences of Ken Whisenhunt as a head coach.
You know, I had a great experience with Ken. A quality individual first, which I think is first and foremost and most important when you get into a job like that in the NFL, because I've seen a lot of guys changed due to the pressures that can come with being a head coach, being a part of the National Football League. And so quality individual, and I think a solid coach, is that he's a great leader, good offensive mind, understands how to work with players, very much a player's coach, very in tune with what the players want, very open to allowing players to take ownership in the situation. And what I love so much is that he came in to Arizona with a vision. And, you know, he never wavered from that vision, believed that he could take and, you know, slowly transform that organization and make it something that it's never been before. It's exactly what he's done. I thought it was unfortunate. I think a big part of the situation was me retiring in Arizona, and they were never able to really replace me. And oftentimes the coach goes with the quarterback, and I just thought he accomplished too much there to be let go kind of the way he was. But, sometimes you need a change, and he's moved on to San Diego and done a tremendous job getting that offense back on track, getting Phillip back to where we knew he could be. And so I've got nothing but rave reviews for Ken Whisenhunt and the kind of person and coach he is.
Kurt, Vic Carucci, and look, you arrived in Arizona as a finished product, but clearly a lot clicked between you and Ken and that offense to do what you guys did and get that team to a Super Bowl. And I know you deserve so much of the credit for that. But as far as pushing the right buttons in a quarterback, because the biggest thing that a Ken Whisenhunt or any coach who comes into Cleveland is going to have to do is very likely work with a young, undeveloped guy, unaccomplished guy, could be a rookie, could be Brian Hoyer, but have to make that player something special. What are the specific ways you could see a Ken Whisenhunt doing that?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing that he was so great at was that he had the flexibility to figure out what I did well and what we did well as a team. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of coaches come in and go, hey, this is the way I've done it. This is the way we're going to do it. And you've got to fit into this. And I think that's kind of what you saw with me in New York and why people thought I was done, because I went to a system that was very different from what we did in St. Louis and didn't really fit my skill set. And so I had to play the game a different way, and it wasn't about stats, and it wasn't about, throwing touchdown passes. It was more about managing the game. And when I got back to Arizona, we worked very closely together to go, okay, how are we built? How am I built as a quarterback? How do I see the game? Let's design an offense that plays to my strengths. And that's exactly what we did. And it was maybe a little bit away from his background. You know, he'd come from Pittsburgh where it was the two-back tight end type of offense. But he was very flexible and open to, hey, what can we do and how do we fit and where can we be the best? And we designed something here that was pretty special offensively. And then I think you've seen kind of the same things in San Diego. And I know there's other parts to it. Phillip's been a part of that. Coach McCoy's been a part of that. But I believe you've seen that flexibility to get back to, okay, Phillip, what do you like to do? How do you see the game? You know, how does it play out, or where can it play out the best for us on the football field? Let's design an offense that works in that manner. And you've seen that. It's been a little less conventional. I mean, last week, what they threw under 15 passes in the playoff game. You've seen them really manage the clock very well, run the ball in a lot of situations where I look at and go, hey, they need to throw the ball more, but they've managed it that way because maybe they're not a great football team. And I think you're starting to see the versatility of a Ken Whisenhunt and his offensive mind, and that's what helped get me back on track. I believe that's what's helped, get Phillip back on track. We know what he did in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. So a lot of experience working with guys and developing offenses.